Okay. It's trying to understand the Shiroshim, a little bit of the Shiroshim of what's going on in our world at the moment. We spoke yesterday a little bit about the Haskalah. Let's see that Churban Ruchani, where that led to and how we got to where we are today, but let's try and see another aspect of this. On Kuf Chav Ches at the bottom of the page, Ava V'Ta'anugim. But Doreinu L'Acha Churban Yadud Europa. Our generation, which is the post-Holocaust generation, however much the memory of the Holocaust fades, as we get further and further away from it, and the next generation will be like Kriyas Yamsuf to them, the Holocaust. There's some sort of ancient history that has no shaykhus to them. It will be the same as Churban Bayis Sheni is to us. Very little connection. Third generation, maybe fourth generation after the Holocaust, we knew people who were there, we met people that were there. Our parents told us what they went through, our grandparents told us what they went through. But by the fourth generation, it's Churban Bayis Sheni, it's Galus Svar. You know, how well do you relate to the Inquisition? Fine, it's sort of like it's part of my history, and I learned that the Holocaust is slowly becoming that as well as we go forward. So after the Churban of Europe, Komo Oidi Mutzolim mi Eish v'shikmo esa'am v'es yadut k'kol sheyechloi. The remnants of pre-European Jewry that survived crawled out of the fires and put Klal Yisrael back and Judaism back on its feet as much as they could. Look around. 80 years ago, 90 years ago, Rav Aaron Kotler didn't get a minion in Lakewood. Been to Lakewood lately? Sutton has split into, I think, 5 or 6 different groups. You know, they have a whole city. 80 years ago, Rav Yol couldn't get a minion. Look at Eretz Yisrael, the Torah world everywhere. Flourishing. Kimu ze shelameinu himipele ha'ashgocha chasof shal doreinu v'evsharalo laharim mitzruchnis doreinu. One of the biggest pillars of Jewish history is this revival after the Holocaust. There was nothing left. Nothing, not physically and not spiritually. America was a wasteland of spirituality. The world, Eretz Yisrael. You speak to people who lived there 40, 50 years ago. It was a spiritual wasteland.
It's interesting, Rabbi said this, because I just heard a shir that said that Rabbi, you know, Hagrala, whether to go there to show up.
Nachon, he did the Hagrala Krol.
And it came out to go to the wasteland, go to the Midbar with Moshe.
Go to the Midbar and meet Moshe. That was Moshe Feinstein. Yeah, yeah. That was a famous Hagrala Krol that he did. And Moshe went to the Midbar to, and Aaron went to the Midbar to meet Moshe. That was the possibility. Yeah. The way he went to Lakewood is fascinating. You know that he went for the wrong reason in there. But Kosh Boch worked the whole thing out. Amazing, amazing. You know why I went to Lakewood? Pella. You see that you think you know what you're doing in the Shem's right in the world. Lakewood used to be a bit of a holiday resort in the summer. It's a bit warmer than New York. So people used to go there in the winter. There were a few like vacation places. So Rav Aaron felt there'd be wealthy people coming for holidays to Lakewood. They would get benefit from the yeshiva. They would double their whatever. He'd be able to raise money and be able to make Kimber yeshiva on the back of that. Soon after Rav Aaron opened the yeshiva in Lakewood, cheap flights started flying to Florida from New York. There were direct flights from New York to Florida. Today that's, well, of course, but in those days it was a big chiddush. So who's going to go to Lakewood when there's cheap direct flights to Florida? So nobody came to Lakewood on holiday anymore. And look what Lakewood became. It's a Kosh Baruch who tricks us, you know? Yeah. That's the story. Fine. Oh. So this is one of the pillars this elevation of ruchnius in Klal Yisrael post Holocaust. Ulam da'aka gama yetzora oirev lanu lahaskileinu bedoze, lachshileinu bedoze. The Yetzora wasn't sleeping while this was all happening. The Yetzora also understood what was going on. He connected us day and night to what's going on in the Goyish world. Remember we said there's two pillars, Anoichi and Lo Yeh. Anoichi is the positive physical relationship, the marriage that you build. The Lo Yeh is don't have anybody else involved in the marriage. So while the marriage of Klal Yisrael with the Kodesh Baruch was strengthening, getting bigger and bigger post-Holocaust, the Yetzirah was busy sticking in El Zar into our dynamic. Nachon anam sheishnam biluim altaris hakodesh. No doubt there is entertainment that is altaris hakodesh. Ulam yesh ledat lahachdir lelev shegam baim mistate pegam. Person needs to know, you need to internalize that a movie, even with but that's Eder Chereides Heksha, in there, there's a pagam. There's a hint, there's a whiff of goyin all of this. Hasaratim b'machshev, hamamorim b'itoneim, v'tmunot ha-pirsamot, ha-mitznoirorei saltaris ha-kodesh, Neviim bekanfeim is dover ha'oilom. Kosher from newspapers. All the advertisements. It's all altaris hakodesh. There's no Russian horror. There's no pictures at all. Aval, it brings into our homes the whole world. Give a simple example. I know you're going to think I'm being a bit extreme. Aval, when you open up a very from newspaper, and there's an advert there, and it says, Magia lecha yoter. You deserve more. Something wrong with that? Why? What's the problem? That's just clean, good advertising. There's a picture of someone sitting in a car that you can go to, you know, no, it's all kosher v'yosher. It's a bedroom suite for your daughter, your son. Magia lecha yoter. Like the whole Musag of the pirates, and it sinks in. The best one we ever saw was right about Hanukkah time. Tnuva had an advert. I'm sorry, I keep going back to this, but I still can't get over it. In the Yatel, I shouldn't have said that. I'm laughing. Yogurt, Batam Yavoni. You know, like that's why you would buy this, because it's Greek yogurt. It was right about Hanukkah time. They were advertising yogurt, Batam Yavoni. And nobody said anything, no one saw anything strange about that. You remember, we spoke about it there, it was a few years ago. Yogurt Batam Yavon.
It's a value of the society. It's a value, it's a cash flow, it's a, the money.
It's goyish.
What is the important thing? It's a money.
So that's goyish. It's goyish. It influences us. It tells us what's going on in the streets of the goyim. We look at what the goy is doing. We're interested in his life. We're interested in his stories. We don't even realize it. It's all kosher. No one would ever say there any words that are not appropriate. It's all kosher, but a hechsher. Ulam lo kein adover. Etzem ha'uvde, shemachapsim mekeres letanug velebiloi michutz letanug sheyesh lanu mashem yisparach. The mere fact, we have to accept this reality, the mere fact that we're looking for sources of pleasure and entertainment outside of the pleasure we have with Hashem, v'ze atzmoy anu metabchim ahada ledvorim shemekerem baruchov. That's why we drag around in the street trying to find something. Slowly you start getting involved and enjoying his pleasures and his entertainment and what he's spending his time doing. That can cause the generation to hit rock bottom. That's my translation.
Built on this month. That means the economy, you have to buy. If you don't buy, everything collapses. That means you push the people to buy, and it's a cycle. If you play the game, you are inside.
What's wrong with the phone that you bought 6 months ago? What are you talking about? I need a new one. Why? Because if they're not selling a new phone every 6 months, they go bankrupt. Their shares go down. Of course. That's capitalism. Is it all by Yabaze? No one has a problem with free market economy and capitalism. The question is, what is your Rotson and your Shifa? What is it you want?
How will you use this one? The proposal,
it's a crazy. The stuck but mute, which is a Torah value that we used to glorify, is the opposite of that. You can't make business if people are being stuck with mute. You know? While you're watching the game, you can't be learning Torah. Simple. If you're playing the game, at least you're getting some exercise. It's healthy. If you sit with a six-pack in front of a box, you can't be doing anything pretty holy there. Yeah, that's Hesach Hadas. That's the Hesach.
Yeah, but they're jumping off the couch cheering. You're getting exercise.
Huh?
You're jumping off the couch cheering.
Okay, so there's some value there. There's always some MS in the worst shekel. There's always a bit of MS. You see, Tubi and I have a bigger problem. Maybe you as well. How long does a baseball game last?
3 hours.
3 hours. Yeah, cricket can last 5 days. You know how much bitter trade there is in a game of cricket? You know, we have a bigger problem. It's a bigger Yates of horror. You know, 3 hours, Mercedes, another 21 hours you'll learn. What are you doing a 5 day game? Ain't oid milvadu. Raka keshem oisbarach nechshav kemohusa yadu tamakuli. That keshem of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what we spoke about the other day, the five levels of pleasure. That doesn't mean you sit on a mountaintop and you meditate about Hashem the whole day. That's not Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is about being involved in the world, enjoying the world, but knowing what the source of all that pleasure and entertainment is. It's Makora Oisha. The Ikka Simcha. We have to try and find somewhere in the relationship we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Keshe we have, the relationship we have with his mitzvahs, ba'ahavah, because it's a relationship. Mitzvahs, Torah, Hashem, it's all a relationship. Vahavtes Hashem, you have to love Hashem. Better relationship. Not about doing weird stuff in the name of God. No, it's about keeping Torah and mitzvahs. We have to find it. It doesn't come easy. If it comes easy, if it's just like, wow, straight away, you must be very suspicious of it. We're not lacking pleasure in the Jewish world. We're not lacking anything. You have to know how to find it. You have to develop a taste for it. The most expensive bottle of wine, the first time you taste it, tastes like vinegar. I don't care who you are. You have to develop a taste. It takes a while to, you know. It takes to become a connoisseur. Excellent. Yeah, excellent. Excellent. Yeah. We're going to get. Whatever's not ours, whatever doesn't have its source in Kedusha somewhere, it's as serious to us as the Isavacious Ish. Bilti roi im hachutzos. You have to keep yourself away from those externalities. Choshev lahadgish bechaseinu letanugus chitzonim shemakoyim meyoyilam agoy. Ein nafke minem beduba bedove yofei amuchar. In that world of the goy, it doesn't matter if what he's offering you something that's very beautiful, very cultured, something despicable, whether it's something very wise or something very stupid. It's if it's got class to it or not. By the way, there's a lot you can extract from chokhmah sagoyim. We don't have chokhmah. We can take from their revelations on science. We use it for avodas Hashem again. It's like the five levels of pleasure. You can extract a deep kesher with a kodesh bowl through a chocolate bowl if you know what to do. No, not. Then it's also to be reading. Why are you even looking at it? So then that's what we're talking about. So it doesn't matter if it's chokhmah, it's not. You don't go there. But we're not talking about the issa heter of the chokhmah. We're talking about the etzim chokhmah. If it doesn't have a big pulse, it's chokhmah sagoyim. It's not chokhmah satayos. The Vilna Goyim learned maths in the bathroom. What you can't do, don't do. We're discussing principles here. We're not discussing the application. Remember, real ideal process? This is about ideal. When we're reading from the Sefer, we'll be discussing an ideal. You now have to go and decide in your real what you can extract from science and what you can't. For sure. You start studying about neutron stars. Yeah, so they're 50 billion years old. I know that a neutron star is not 50 billion years old. It's no more than 5,700 years old. I know that. So they can tell me it's a billion years old. But I can see the chokhmah of the boire in a neutron star like you can't see anywhere else. Oho. So you have to know how to, and you're right, you have to be careful. Dangerous. Rav Avigdor Miller mastered the New Testament. You know how much danger he was in when he did it? He admitted, he knew. But he understood what he had to deal with. He had to study evolution in order to fight against it. He understood the risks he was taking. He felt there was a need for it. He was saving the entire door. I can't rely on that because I'm not saving the whole door. I'm just doing it because I find it interesting and it's fascinating. Oh, be careful. Be very careful. You're off, 100%. Kol elu nitnu lanu misha kol shelo. I need the doidi ve doidi liva. Einanu poinim leelzar. We have everything we need. We don't have to go elsewhere. Einanu mesirim es libeinu me aisha shelanu b'matzav zema lanu kasher et karev loyim b'shigiyosov. Why am I looking for my pleasure and my enjoyment and my tamug and my sipuf by the goy and all his narishkat? We have plenty in our own world. And the problem again is not what we're talking about when it's also, it's disgusting, you can't look at it. No, it's nothing to do with that. It's got to do with the fact that it's not ours, it's someone else's. It breaches the exclusivity of the relationship that I have with Hashem. That's a high darga. It's not something that we'll see. It's shaykh to everybody of all the darga. The problem you've raised, Rav Avi, is phase one is an infatuation. It's an artificial inspiration. It's showing you what you're capable of, but you haven't done it yet. The Yetzer Hara very often usurps phase one. And you have a wow experience, a very geschmack, delicious experience from something the Yetzer Hara is offering you in phase one, let's say. But there's no phase two. There's no phase two. There can't be a phase two. Because the minute you've done it, you go back to Voloshovalov, you realize it wasn't worth it. You got tricked into the infatuation. You have to be very careful about it. When you're having a wow experience, you have to be very careful. Is that phase one, or is that infatuation that the eights or horrors use? If you can see a phase two coming, or straight after doing the phase one, there isn't a velo shovelon. Rebecca once said it like this: If you're living in the basement of a high rise building, yeah, and you go to bed in the morning, you know, like in the storeroom at the bottom, and you wake up in the penthouse suite, you don't know how you got there, don't sign the lease. Don't sign the lease. You don't know how you got there. You don't know why you're there. That's just phase one. Okay. At that point, you have to ask yourself, I don't know how I got here. So this is for sure a phase one. You know, you have this unbelievable insight. You have this wonderful whatever, and you didn't do any work for it. On Rosh Hashanah, you have a moment that comes in the end of an elul. You worked, you struggled, you battled, you understand what you shaykh to that moment for. Okay? But if you have a Rosh Hashanah moment, like, you know, just sitting here, like, you know, you're learning, even then you have like a, like you feel like you're at the Kaisel suddenly, that might have nothing to do with anything other than a phase one. But you check out, is this real or not? Is this genuine? Is this Hashem or is this something else? The going also have moments. People go to India and whatever, and they have unbelievable phase one wows. And then what happens?
The definition of phase one, whether it's real or fake, is that moment of inspiration that was not earned. You get that?
No, that's break. Always. That's
I'm
always.
I'm saying that by both.
That's on both.
That's it.
The question is there any way for me to go with this?
Is there a phase two?
And there might be. You go to India and you have a phase one moment and you say, yeah, there is a place for me. So you move into a, you know, you move into a mountain retreat and you start, you know, meditating, do whatever they do there. You, that does feel like a phase two. There's an odd look for sure. It's a fine line. The good times don't last whether it's fake or real. That's where you have to be able to discern. That's why we have a Torah. That's why we have a Torah, because the Torah is the benchmark of reality. Does this have something to do with Torah? No. What does the Torah say about that? If you're not sure, ask somebody. Or someone who's objective. Without Torah, if all you're relying on, we learned this last time, if without Torah and all you're relying on is your own seichel yisairus, you're gonna get confused. And it may even look like it's good. You're becoming so frum and so spiritual and so disconnected from the physical world. You think it's gewaldic. Yeah, but the Torah wants you to get married and live a normal life as well. You could get lost. When you get buried in the Gashmias, okay, you understand you're doing something wrong. When you get buried in the Ruchnias, you might think you're a big tzaddik and you could be missing the plot completely. That's why we have a Torah. We have a Shulchan Aruch. Rav Aaron Kotler, when he gave Gemara Shurim, was wild. I'm talking wild. Off the charts. You sat in Rav Zedek Shir ever? You sat in Rav Zedek Shir? Rav Zedek Shir were mechanish things that were off the charts. That naughty look in his eyes as it's something because he knew you were going to go like, what? That's not talking about. He was off the charts. Rav Aaron Kotler as well. Rav Moshe used to say to me, you can't say that. Rav Aaron was fine. He was a genius. When he gave a Musa Shmuz, all he did was quote from Sus. Zelik as well. When he gave over a Dvara Musa or a Pasha thing or whatever, כך שמעתי מזה, כך שמעתי מזה, כמו שתהייתי מוסים ששורי. Well, what happened to all the חידוש? What happened to all the... So Rav Zelig, I can't answer for, but I think it's the same idea. They also are. מה נפקא מינה? He said, when I'm giving a sharing tomorrow, and I say what I say, there's a benchmark, you can test it. Open up the Shulchan Aruch and see if I'm learning the Sutra properly. I can say whatever I want, because if I'm not right, there's a test. Have a look and see, is it true or not? Is that the halacha or not? When you're dealing with Hashkafa, Musa, Machshava, where's the Shulchan Aruch? The Nefesh HaChaim is the Shulchan Aruch. You can go very, very wrong there. So therefore, what state? What's this state? What am I conditioning? That's why, because you have to be very careful. There's no way you're going to look, where you're going to go. How are you going to test out, is this MS that I'm trying to internalize, is it really MS? That's why you need a Rebbe. You can become very Christian, becoming the mitzvah after Hashem Elokeinu. You become a mamish mahadrin mina mahadrin Christian, because that's what they believe in. You love God and He loves you, and that's it. What did they do with toita fois bein enecha? I don't know what to do with it, so they leave it. Love Hashem. You do whatever gives you spiritual expression, whatever makes you feel good. You just don't talk about feeling good, it's about doing what Hashem wants you to do. You feel good, good, and if you don't, just let it be. What do you do if you don't have cheshek to learn? So you learn without cheshek. Or you don't love, but what are you going to do? No, we're not yet to feel good. The truth of the matter is, if you do what the Torah wants you to do, you will feel good. You feel enormously uplifted and simchadik and whatever. Huh?
It's a benefit.
Yeah, you will. Well, Torah's Baruch Hu doesn't want, he wants us to have pleasure in this world. But it's not the benchmark of MS is not, does it feel good or not? I feel wonderful, therefore it must be true. People that take heroin also feel wonderful in the early days. You know, it feels wonderful. Because why would they get addicted? Adam amacha pes eichel hu Adam reiv. If someone's looking for food, you just because he's hungry. Adam sosoveya eini mechapes es eishre b'chut. Somebody who's full, you're not looking for food. So if you're looking for external pleasures, you're looking for restaurants and tiulim and all sorts of other things out there, whatever it is. The noicha calls us, and then it does. We have to internalize, we have to recognize and accept there's no one more rich, no one has more access to pleasure than us. He's waiting for us, he wants us, he loves us. We give him enormous pleasure when we do what we're supposed to do. We stand the challenges, even if you fall in the end. You struggled and struggled and struggled, and then you fell. You know how much simcha that struggle gave Hashem? Even if you fall in the end. We don't understand it. We don't understand what tzar Hashchina means. We don't know what it means, Hashem Simcha, Hashem Tzar, Hashem Kras. What Chazal tell us, they tell us that's what happens. Yeli Beinu Moli Simcha would be enormously full with Simcha, but on the Chapes, it's a Oisha bin Yoni Machitzainim, V'hachoymrim, you're not looking for the external physical pleasures. Shematzia lanu Oilam Aruchovi Kedei Lahasig Oisha. You want to go after all the schmutz in the street that the street's offering us and wanting us to be involved in order to find some kind of temporary pleasure, because we know that we've got everything. Lo chase lanu ma'uma. We're not lacking anything. That we need to remember. Okay, let's show up. Carry that on. Lo chase lanu ma'uma. We have to know how to use what we have to get real pleasure. You have to know how to enjoy things. But tonight, enjoy a Shabbos. Doesn't happen automatically. You have to know how to utilize it properly. You have to learn about it. You have to learn the halachas. You have to inject neshama into what we're doing through the learning, through the understanding of what we're doing. You start doing that. You start seeing there's so much pleasure in these things. You don't have to go find. And it's a slow process. We're all coming out of the Goyish world. We're all immersed up to our eyeballs in the Goyish world. And that's still to a certain extent. And you have to slowly start lifting your head above the pollution.